Yeah.
What a mess.
Wow.
Okay.
Here he is. It's Monty.
Boys.
Yeah.
You answered the call. We appreciate that very much.
He's not even on the Mavs right now.
I'm surprised I came running when I heard, I saw that signal in the sky.
He knew it was for you.
Go the other way.
Very nice.
Do you know what that is?
I do not. No. What is that from?
He's yanking your chain.
No, he's not.
Yeah, no, it's not a real thing.
Well, music.
No, there was a time in my life where, a long time ago, 17-year-old me, maybe 18-year-old me, thought I would try my hand at rapping. Take my life experiences and put them into song.
Right.
And I recorded them and wished that I had burned them immediately after, but instead I kept them.
See, awesome. I'm lucky because all of that stuff, that kind of dumb S that I did when I was a kid, is on some MacBook that hopefully has been incinerated by now and never gets released to the public.
I can tell you, based on experience, it's probably not incinerated, and you're going to hear it again.
Dang it. Well, we'll find out.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Because that was the kind of jackass stuff we would do, although much more talent on that side of the table, Monty. Is we would be like, you have one friend that has a Mac and GarageBand, and then another friend that thinks he can rap or sing, and you just set up, and it's like you're in the studio, you know, you're grinding lyrics, you're looking at beats, you're going through all of your options, and you just try to put together the best piece of art you can.
In your mind, it's like when you watch Jay-Z and Kanye when they're in there.
Yeah.
Throwing something down, and then reality.
It's just two white kids.
Me and my
in a
buddy
bedroom.
In a closet.
But it was good times, man. The jackass stuff we used to do on those computers just like late at night, it'd be that. And there was also the classic, hey, let's play some video games and just, I don't know, pop the camera on, see what kind of hilarity might ensue.
What do you mean?
So we would record ourselves as we played video games.
Oh, I didn't do that.
Maybe sometimes after partaking in something that's
like before
illegal.
Twitch, like that.
Yeah,
type of
like
thing?
We were early Twitch Twitch streamers streaming to just ourselves, and then like we would check it the next morning, and it would be 4.5 hours of the most unusable, illicit, dumb, no good content at all. Just 4 hours of two high 16-year-olds playing Call of Duty.
You think you said anything in there that would get you in hot water today?
Yeah, no, those were definitely deleted.
You think they'd be met with the 2025 standards?
It was a different time, okay? It was a different time.
It was a different time.
Man.
And
everything evolves.
We've evolved.
You learn.
We've advanced as a society, and I've advanced as a human.
You know how I know that that'll never completely go away? Like, you may have gotten rid of the tapes, or you may have burned the thumb drives or whatever. Those birds. Those birds. I'm going to put on the witness stand.
They hear you. They
and
know.
Be like, bird, playback to the Mejia household.
Let's see.
In 2008.
And it just perfectly spits out the most disgusting thing you've ever heard. Son of a bitch, I knew I should have killed
some guy starts teabagging you in Call of Duty Black Ops, you called him.
Right, I keep forgetting the L's is the thing.
Everybody did dumb stuff when they were kids, though. Like, those teenage years are just so...
Because you set the city on fire, didn't you?
Yes, but set myself on fire.
Look at me!
He's a little bit... The
good thing is that when you did it, and even us to a degree, you didn't really have to worry about it being recorded
and like cropping back up.
Yeah, that was the thing. Like, we didn't have any way to film it or anything. We just saw stuff because we were in theater, and we went to when they used to have the movie studios in Las Colinas. I think it was our junior year. Our theater group went out there, and we got to learn like cool special effects stuff and things like that. So then, of course, me and a couple of my buddies went home like, oh, we got to try to do that. But we didn't have video cameras.
Right, you're just
like,
out
no phones
for own,
back then.
For your own, like,
you're just doing
joy.
It with no way to record that it ever happened, which is actually, to your point, a good thing. Because, man, if we had recorded some of that stuff,
You had to be right on the cusp of the the rise of Jackass, though. Was that kind of toward the tail end of college for you, maybe?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember, because when we were doing this, it would have been like mid to late 90s in middle school and
high accessibility
school.
Is different, but it was definitely starting to happen about that time.
Yeah, and we just didn't have, of course, video cameras. People had camcorders. Right, yeah. We just didn't have one, but nobody had. I didn't get a cell phone until I was in senior in college.
Yeah. Really? Dang. Yeah, so, I had my I got my first cell phone when I was in, I want to say like fifth or sixth grade, because my parents were divorced, so it was one of those deals. It was like, I need to be able to call you when I'm at dad's house.
Boy, Travis sitting there in the Club Onyx parking lot, calling mom to come pick him up.
Mom, I've been out here for 2 hours. I don't even have any Sprite left.
And dad's in there just
making it rain. All right, ladies.
Okay. Look,
all right, ladies.
Motorboating his
stage.
Ass off, old Motorboat Mejia.
Look, the business at Frito-Lay was really good that year. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you.
Boy, he's in there, yeah.
Chips were flying off the racks.
Some legs and eggs, and you're sitting in there cooking in the car.
Man, I had a friend in college who tried to convince us not all the time, but it was semi-regularly that there was I don't remember what club it was, but it was a strip club that apparently had a real nice lobster bar at lunch. And I just had a hard time squaring the lobster bar, first of all, with the strip club happening right behind me. So I never took him up on it.
Yeah. The lobster bar in general. Like, is it one where you have the tank or you can pick the one that you want?
I don't think so. I think it
was like a buffet of lobster.
That's how it was explained to me. Yeah, he was like, they have steak and lobster.
That can't possibly be good.
There's no way.
And it might not even be real lobster. But then again, I don't know, because they make so much money.
They might just have the one day where they're like, you know what? Let's treat the boys.
Because you do see, there's billboards.
We're going to give back today.
There's billboards on 35, and you'll see when you're like, really? $10 steak and lobster?
But then I've seen people or heard people that have told me, like, hey, this is a pretty legit little lunch deal, and you get to see some tatas.
My uncle, told me that he had a guy that he would take out for client lunch or whatever.
Client lunch.
And he would always insist that they go to one of those places.
Really? That's crazy for business.
Maybe, and then he'd have to every month explain to HR why his expense report.
I was about to say, did he expense
is
the,
there? Well, yeah, he had to pay for the lunch on the company card.
Yeah, but the lunch is so affordable. Like, if it's good, I mean, I'm talking $10 for steak and lobster, but you got to pay. I guess they assume that you're going to drop a couple hundred on the ladies.
I just don't need,
gals.
While I'm sitting there trying to enjoy my prime rib,
those
I don't
are separate
need
times.
Candy standing next to me,
right,
dropping glitter onto my plate.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if I can, how.
Like, they're going to come up to you and talk to you while you're trying to cut into a steak?
Right,
like,
do you
on
have
a
your meal first? And, it feels like you almost need to look towards a wall while you eat and then maybe turn around in the booth.
Sit in the corner.
Yeah, because what are you going to, cut your medium rare steak?
And you open it up and it's all, nice and
pink.
Oh,
that was a nice move.
It's delicious. That perfect medium rare.
Right. And then there's Portia up there. But there are buns in the air.
And she's got to wait for you to eat, then you're all full. She's going to come sit down on you.
Look, I had the
oh
steak.
Oh, my God.
And
I don't need her rattling the the porterhouse in my belly.
You're trying
around.
To hide your burp.
Actually, hold on.
Hold on a second.
It seems like a terrible idea. Or, I've seen the endless wings at the strip club. Endless anything at the strip club seems like a bad idea.
Unless it's endless boobs.
That's usually pretty good.
Which it usually is.
Yeah, it's not normally a finite amount.
Right.
It'll cut you off.
They just keep walking
last
by.
Last call.
It's like a sample platter.
I don't know. Once you've seen all of them in the room, kind of feels like you've seen it all.
Well, you've never been in one,
I've
have
never
you?
Been in one.
That's about to change.
Dang it. I shouldn't have brought all this.
What would your wife think if you told her
she's
today?
She's adamantly against it happening.
Oh, no. Is it going to cause a problem?
No, it's not going to cause
if
a problem.
If we go in Atlanta.
No, it won't
if
cause
If we
a
force
problem.
You to go, they drug
it's for
me.
Work.
That's what I'll
wait,
I'll
drug
to.
Or drugged?
Either, whatever it...
Okay.
Like drug
whatever
him
it
in
takes.
There.
Okay,
that's
like.
What you mean.
If I would rather you drag me than drug
Look,
me.
Right, I'm not gonna give
unless it's something fun.
I'll be like, here, smell this
I'll
Kleenex.
Listen.
Yeah. Chloroform him.
I'll listen. Yeah, no, it wouldn't cause a problem. But she wouldn't be happy if I just impromptu went to one and she found out.
That's Look, I wasn't gonna go, but Donnie made me.
The peer pressure.
Oh, Matt was really mad, and Donnie told him there was a brewery inside, and he didn't know. And he looked up, and there's just boobs everywhere.
How have we not combined those two ideas yet?
Yeah, how are the beer selections at these places?
Not good. from what I understand.
They don't think that you're worried about how your beer tastes while that's happening around
Guess
you?
Guess not. They do have some craft selections from what I've been told.
He usually goes to BYOB places, so.
No, well. Yeah.
That was
the last time we tried, that didn't work too well.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Can't bring that in here.
My buddies, whenever Oregon and Auburn played the national title game, wanted to go watch it at an adult entertainment place. And I'm like, why?
Are you
wanting to watch the game, or what are you wanting to watch?
Right.
Because I want to watch the game.
I also still...
It sounds like two different trips.
I don't know. It feels like a weird deal to get all the boys together to go sit in a closed space and watch naked ladies together. Like, isn't the...
We're all just adjusting the front of right. our like, in front of each other.
Right. Like, I mean, I definitely had that interaction as a kid when you're all in a sleepover and somebody had the extra channels on cable. And, maybe one kid had to excuse himself for a while, so we make fun of him forever.
Yeah, man, that food must not be sitting right. It's in the bathroom for a long time.
All right, whatever you say, dude. Whatever you say.
Okay. It smells fine in here.
Uh-huh.
Wow, okay. Okay, so you guys are doing that, huh?
Why didn't y'all just go full Beatles and line up in a circle?
Well, like yeah. I said, we shamed
put
the
on
kid
a poncho.
That took
put
a little
a
time
poncho.
For himself. Yeah, a poncho. We were like 13.
Actually, it probably makes more sense.
That's
then.
A reduction of the Beatles. So.
Man.
It's really not, though.
It's not.
It's kind of one of the top 10 best facts about them.
They admitted it, I think, on the O'Sullivan show or whatever, or Ed Sullivan.
I don't think that's where they said it. Introducing the Beatles to America. Let me guys tell you a story.
Me and John, we had our feet connected.
Great story.
Oh, they have their toes entangled.
I think the Circle J was post Sullivan.
I don't know. That's a long time ago, man.
Yeah, you can't prove
who
that.
Knows from back then.
Right. It's hard to prove anything from then. Did any of it really happen?
Well, I'm glad that y'all didn't do that. But yeah, I'm curious to hear your review the first time that you go.
Well, you'll get a full one. I promise. The
Boy,
last time I was in Atlanta, I did order wings from Magic City, but didn't
Did you get lemon pepper?
Lemon pepper trav over there.
Did you?
Yeah, I got that. Okay. And I think buffalo. We'll split.
I bet it was
delicious.
They were good. They were very good.
The CCTV of inside the Mejia household when you're having to tell your wife, it was okay. I mean,
it wasn't that.
I great. Wouldn't go back.
Yeah, no, I mean, it just wasn't for me.
Donovan and Matt seemed to be having a good time. I
right.
was just looking
just
at my watch.
Eating lobster.
Yeah.
That's not live audio.
To watch your nuts.
Yeah. Well, they need to watch out. Don't get too close.
And that's what the Beatles are having to yell at each other.
All right.
He's had enough.
I enjoyed it. Thank you, Monty.
Gentlemen.
Love you, Monto.
That was a fascinating
we're listening
conversation.
To this again. Yo, this is just a mess.
Crutches.
Yeah.
Crutches. Surprised it didn't turn into a hit.
There's just a lot going on.
You will do anything as long as you sit there and listen to Daddy for you will put this crap together.
All right, there he is. The signal is Monty. Travis Mejia, Mount McLaren, umpires. They're better than you think. Next.